Time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sarah Tomach. Joining me today are the Lincoln Land ladies. Lori McDonald, she's director for Litchfield and Hillsborough locations, and Tish Miller, who's the enrollment operations coordinator. So registration is going on now for spring classes. You said finals week is this week. I'm sure there's a lot of frazzled students. I remember finals week too well.
Yes, and it hasn't changed. That's for sure.
So first off, if you want to just talk about just Lincoln Land in general, the main campus is in Springfield, correct?
Yes, it is. Yes.
And what are the more local nearby locations?
We have several. We have our Litchfield location, Hillsborough as well. We do our LPN classes at Hillsborough Hospital. We also have adult education courses at our location at the Farm Bureau building as well in Hillsborough. We have a Taylorville location, Beardstown, and Jacksonville. And we also have the Capital City Training Center, which is in downtown Springfield as well.
Okay.
Did I forget any, Tisha?
Aviation Center.
The Aviation Center, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that just a location?
It's part of the, it's combined with the Springfield Airport.
Oh, okay.
And we have an aviation program, and those students attend classes at that location.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I always learn more and more of what you guys do, which is cool, because as a community college, like, I did community college classes before I went to Maine University, so.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Sarah.
Tisha's just helping right now. which, I don't know. I always had kind of a stigma in high school. It's like, oh, I don't want to go to community college. But I'm really glad I did, because I got the general education out of the way, because I was one of the students that graduated high school and didn't know what I wanted to do. And so I'm glad I had that, you know, the less expensive method of figuring out what I wanted to do with my life. So
yeah,
there's my little plug for community college.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate it.
So what are some of the degrees that you guys offer?
We offer many Associate of Science and Associate of Arts degrees. Our Lincoln Land Center in Litchfield, you can pretty much complete an LBA degree without having to go to main campus. With a combination of classes, online courses as well, a student could essentially complete their degree. But we have everything from business, accounting,
Health professions
is our largest, most popular degrees. Nursing, we have RN, LPN, occupational therapy, surg tech, respiratory therapy. What am I forgetting? CNA, medical terminology. So there's many, many routes you can go through the healthcare field with us. Criminal justice is also one of our popular majors as well. So we do have a lot going on, and we also have a workforce center up in Springfield on the main campus for a lot of our occupational degrees. So you can go into auto tech. We have culinary. We have a great bistro on campus that the culinary students run, and I've been there. It's wonderful food. It's very good cuisine, and you can do your welding programs there. So there's an awful lot to do at the workforce center as well.
Right, and you mentioned online classes.
Yes.
Which is, I know, attractive to a lot of people.
They are, yes.
I was just going to kind of ask you what, I know you offer, you know, dual credit with high school,
mm-hmm.
and you have people like me who do like a semester or two out of high school. What are some other...
Well, we do have people who come just to, if they're already working currently at a job and they need to brush up on certain skills, they might need a few extra classes just to get a promotion to earn a higher pay. So they will come out and take some business courses. They might take an accounting class with us, or they might need to brush up on some of their computer skills. We offer a basic computer applications class that a lot of people can take, especially if they need to brush up on computer, Excel, Word, that type of thing. And we also have our basic composition courses, math classes that students might need. So some just come and take courses only just to brush up on the current skills they have and to keep current, you know, with technology. So that's always important as well.
Yeah. And you offer community classes?
Community ed classes, okay, yes. We do have community education classes. Most take place on main campus. We are offering community education at Litchfield. In March, we're starting a Pilates class out at our auditorium, and it's going to be a weekly class for about 8 weeks, and they can always call us at 786-3401 if they want to sign up for that, for the Pilates class. So,
we also have the American Sign Language.
Yes, we have the ASL classes as well. They will be held, I believe, in Hillsboro, and they can sign up for those too by calling our Litchfield number.
Okay. And what are some of the, you have some Litchfield schedule highlights coming up?
Yeah, we have some stuff on the schedule for the spring that we'd like to highlight. Two of those highlights would be for our dual enrollment students, so our high school students who are interested in taking classes at Lincoln Land and Litchfield while they're still enrolled in high school. Those programs are the first semester and our Higher Education Academic Transfer, or the HEAT program. First semester is geared for students who are early graduates, so if they're graduating in December, then they can get their first semester out of their way at Lincoln Land in Litchfield, and then if they choose to go on to a university, they still have that option to go in the fall, but they'll have they'll be a semester ahead of some of their friends. The HEAT program is a spring program where students attend high school in the morning, Monday through Friday, and then they come to Lincoln Land in Litchfield in the afternoon to attend class, and they earn credit at the high school as well as at Lincoln Land. So the first semester program offers students 14 credit hours. The HEAT program allows them to earn 9 before they even graduate.
And all of those classes are introductory general education courses that easily transfer to a public university in Illinois as well. So a lot of people have questions about whether or not the transferability of classes, and all of these classes are Illinois articulated with public universities, so they are easily transferable to their college of their choice.
All right, and you were talking about dual credit with the high school, and I've been talking with the Litchfield school superintendent, and he was talking that you'd come into a board meeting kind of to raise awareness, I guess, of the option of Lincoln Land. I guess if you could kind of elaborate on what that was about.
I had the pleasure of meeting Jeff Streaker when he first started back in the late summer, and he was very interested in making sure that his high school students had as many options as possible for success before they graduated. And one of those things is the opportunity for those students to get college credit through dual credit. And dual credit is offered at the high school, and it's taught by one of their high school instructors. So those dual credit classes are free of charge. There is no tuition for those classes. And we just brought back Biology 101, two sections at the high school. And I think we had a total of 28 students receive 4 hours of life science credit for those classes. So we were very happy to get back, and I spoke to the school board about dual credit, what it was, the benefits for their students. Not only is it a free class, which the parents do love, but it also provides a transition for students by just taking that one college class while they're in high school, so they can familiarize themselves with the rigorous nature of some of the classes, because high school classes are different from college courses, and they are being taught exactly how they would be taught at the. It is a college class. They are no different. The rigor is the same. So it does get them used to taking college class before they get there, which is nice as well.
So does this work like a teacher comes to the high school, or how do they?
The teacher at the high school is, we pre-qualify them to teach the class, and they are basically an adjunct of Lincoln Land then at that point. So we make sure that they meet the qualifications as any other adjunct instructor would to teach a class on campus. But it is their instructors that do the teaching there at the high school.
All right. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, registration is going on now, and classes begin January 11th.
Yes.
So how can people register? What's that process like?
Our new students need to come out to Lincoln Land in Litchfield. If they are required to take an assessment test, that would be their very first step. After an assessment test, we require new students go through an orientation. An orientation is very important because it does focus on career exploration, talks about transitioning to college, paying for college. It introduces them to our computer programs at Lincoln Land, as well as what to do if they start struggling when they are in college. So the career exploration is a vital part of orientation now. We take a little
assessment.
Inventory. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the students can kind of match careers that are good with what they enjoy doing. After the inventory, the career coaching is the program we use. Gives the students jobs in the area that are open and the rate of pay, so they kind of know what to expect when they graduate. So it's a great way for the students to find out about what career they're interested in and what their employment will be after they graduate. So it is a vital part of student success at Lincoln Land. Students who are returning, we encourage them to make an appointment with Lori, who serves as the academic advisor at Litchfield. Now, since those classes are coming up quickly, current students and returning students should have already been in to see Lori or should be making an appointment now to do so. We also encourage anybody who's interested in starting in the fall to go ahead and complete their federal application for student aid now.
Okay. And you also have scholarships available?
We do. The Lincoln Land Foundation office does an excellent job with our scholarships. And for our students here in Montgomery County, there are several that are specifically for graduates of certain schools in Montgomery County, or second preferences, they're just from Montgomery County. So one application through our foundation office puts them in the pool for hundreds of scholarships. So it's a great way to earn some scholarship money and help keep the cost of college low. And a lot of the scholarships are renewable while you're at Lincoln Land. So you earn them, if you maintain your grade point average and do well, then you can earn them from semester to semester.
All right.
And I would like to thank a lot of our donors for scholarships. We are blessed with many community members who saw the value of Lincoln Land Community College and, you know, have left some wonderful gifts to us. And one of them is William Craig, and it is for the Montgomery County and FFA, FHA students. We also have the Charles and Carolyn Long. Those are for agriculture majors, and they give preference to local students, Lincolnwood graduates, and Montgomery County grads. First National Bank of Litchfield also gives preference to Litchfield High School graduates, Raymond Lincolnwood and Mount Olive, the Leland W. and Ruth Busby Montgomery County Preference Scholarship. They have provided us with so much funding that it has allowed a lot of our students who wouldn't be able to afford college be able to attend. And Hillsborough Kiwanis Club also is involved, and they provide scholarships for Hillsborough High School graduates. And then we have Rosemary and Peter Patton. It's also a Hillsborough High School graduate preference as well. But then there is also the Hartke Foundation Scholarship, and that is for local residents, Hillsborough, Litchfield, I think Montgomery County, is that right?
I think so.
Tisha?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But so, yeah, we have a lot of wonderful people in the community who recognize Lincoln Land and hope that, you know, our local students also get a lot out of it. So without them, they wouldn't have.
Yeah. So if people want to find out more about applications or registering, how can they do that?
They can go to the, as far as applications for scholarships. Again, they can go to llcc.edu, click on the foundation link and apply there. The application is available now. As far as coming in to us, if you're a new student, you can also apply online and fill out the admissions form at llcc.edu. You can also come into the office to our Litchfield location and fill out an application there as well.
Okay. And what are some of the events you have coming up?
This week we are doing textbook buyback. So for our students who have completed their finals, if they bring them to Lincoln Land in Litchfield, hopefully they can get a little cash back on those books, which is always nice around the holidays. Winter recess is coming up. So after tomorrow, we close and we'll reopen on January the 4th at our normal business hours. On Tuesday, January the 5th, book sales for our spring semester begin. And then, as you mentioned before, Sarah, our classes begin Monday, January the 11th. And on Monday, February the 15th, that's President's Day. A lot of our local high school students are off that day. We do have a campus visit day planned. That is in Springfield, but it's a great opportunity for prospective students to come visit our campus. The different departments have stands set up in our A. Lincoln Commons area, and they can visit the experts in, you know, if you're interested in ag, there'll be someone there from that department, math, engineering, whatever works for you, that can answer those questions and tell you how to get started at Lincoln Land.
All right. Well, is there anything else you ladies would like to add?
Just if you are ready to register for spring classes, give us a call, 786-3401.
All right. Well, Tisha, Lori, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks for having us. You too. Thank you.
You've been listening to this week's edition of Around Montgomery County with my guests, Lincoln Land Community College Litchfield and Hillsborough Director Lori McDonald and Lincoln Land Enrollment Operations Coordinator Tisha Miller. And I'm your host, Sarah Tomach.